Hello, I'm Jorge Getoso on today's podcast. The Congress of Peru debates this Thursday the dismissal of the members of the highest body of the Peruvian judicature, a decision criticized by national and international organizations for breaking the balance of powers and putting the justice system at risk. In this respect, social movements demonstrated this Wednesday to reject the institutional rupture and reject the anti-state acts of the Congress, this in the middle of a key time for the legislative, which accumulates more than 90% of popular rejection and recently, with the support of the right, decided to establish the bicameral system again after three decades. In Colombia, this Thursday will take place a session of the full chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice to reach a possible consensus and declare the election of the Attorney General of the nation. This, after the multiple delays of the judicial entity to appoint one of the three candidates proposed by the government of President Petro to occupy the position. President Petro rejected the installation of an interim in the entity after the appointment of Marta Mancera as head of the institution, who has opened judicial cases for her alleged participation in acts of trafficking of influences. And the security crisis in Haiti worsens. Criminal gangs press for the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who remains in Puerto Rico because of the impossibility of entering the country after his recent trip to Kenya. Meanwhile, CARICOM acknowledged that it has not been able to achieve a consensus with the various sectors of the Haitian life, while the United Nations advocates to achieve political and social stability in Haiti. And that's the world news. I'm Jorge Getoso. Please join me on another podcast of The News with Jorge Getoso. Talk to you then.